brown calves.
A different mindset is required for dairy farmers who start feeding dairy beef crossbred calves. Purina Animal Nutrition Director of Nutrition Services, Tom Earlywine, says these calves need to be handled differently from purebred dairy calves.
There's been years and years and years of history in the dairy side of the business that the Holstein bull calf is not a high-value calf, and the Jersey bull calf even less so. As a result, we've built systems to raise a low-cost calf.
The dairy beef cross is now more valuable and deserves more investment.
The neat thing about them is they have a definite amount of hybrid vigor. And with that hybrid vigor comes some tremendous feed efficiency. If you don't take advantage of that because you don't provide enough nutrition, you're not getting much of a gain out of that feed efficiency. But if you provide enough nutrition to allow them to efficiently gain, you can actually reduce your cost per pound of gain by feeding them more.
A traditional dairy calf may be fed 2 quarts of milk replacer twice a day. Earlywine said that dairy beef cross needs more nutrition, which will result in a more feed-efficient animal. Earlywine is participating in this week's World Dairy Expo. That's taking place in Madison, Wisconsin.
University